Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
And I am joined now by the best-selling author, Brian Freeman, who is out with his latest Bourne novel from the Robert Ludlum family. This is The Bourne Shadow. It's the new Jason Bourne novel. It's available everywhere. And first of all, Brian, I need to welcome you back into the Midwest. I know you left us for warmer winters recently down in Florida, but as we jump right into this, can you take me back to when you found out that you were getting this assignment from the Ludlum Estate, essentially? I know that you were at a book event, I believe, in Minnesota, and how does that process go down?
Yeah, that was truly one of the great moments of my life. A few months earlier, I'd heard from my agent that Putnam had taken over the rights to the Bourne series with the Ludlum Estate, and they were looking for a new author to take over Bourne. And did I want to throw my hat in the ring? And I've been, you know, a Jason Bourne and a Robert Ludlum fan my whole life. So I said, yeah, let's go for it. And I didn't hear anything for several months, and you know, I assumed that they decided to go another way, which was fine. This is such a primo opportunity in the thriller world. I'm sure there were a lot of folks that were interested in it. And then, yeah, I was up getting ready for a book event in Duluth, Minnesota, and all of a sudden got another call from my agent, and she simply said, "Putnam wants you for Bourne," and I'll remember those words for a long, long time. So I called the editor at Putnam, and he asked me what I would like to do with the Bourne series, and I said I really saw this as a great opportunity after 40 years and so many different iterations of Jason Bourne to really reboot the series with a whole new approach that was very true and authentic to Ludlum's character, but set that character down with all new plots and all new modern stories.
So when you say you throw your hat in the ring, is it like applying for a college application? How does that work? Or you just mention it, they know your work, and they either like you or don't?
Yeah, I think it was more the latter. I think my agent just passed along my name and sort of talked about my books to the folks at Putnam, and I think Tom Colgan read a couple of my own novels under my name and liked my style. And, you know, I write in my own name. I write more psychological mysteries, so you wouldn't necessarily think that Bourne's the right fit. But I think because Bourne is such an interesting and complex hero, and there's so much psychological baggage that he's bringing into the stories, that they thought that that was really the element they wanted to bring out in this new vision of Bourne. And so it's been a great fit for me and for them. We've had a great time. Now The Bourne Shadow is going to be my fifth Jason Bourne novel.
As you sit and write these, and I think about this when I read any book that has a long-term character in it, it's what more can they do? Isn't this guy aging out or things like that? What you've done in this book is you tell a lot of backstory, and as you're creating a lot of backstory, that's not something that it's parts of the stories, I guess, that Ludlum never did. And so is that an open mind, I don't want to say minefield, but just an open pasture for you to explore when you're creating a backstory of a character?
It is, you know, it's kind of nice when your hero has forgotten his entire past. It sort of opens up a lot of possibilities for you to come up with new twists and storylines to pursue. And so, yeah, no, that's one of the things I'm always thinking about is how do I explore parts of Bourne's past that Ludlum, you know, sort of left open. And and that's good because, again, you're talking about a character who originally first appeared in The Bourne Identity in 1980, so, you know, that was more than 40 years ago. You can't really use his original backstory and have that work, but the fact that there's so all these gaps and shadows in his life gives you a great opportunity to sort of fill in those gaps as you're rebooting the series.
Five books in, do you still feel like you're driving somebody else's new car, or is this now yours?
You know, that's a great question, and I can remember when I was working on my second Bourne novel, which was The Bourne Treachery, it felt like it was going kind of slowly, and it felt like I was struggling to kind of put the plot and the story together, and I realized that I was still sort of thinking of Bourne exclusively as Ludlum's character, and I realized that I needed to give myself permission to sort of take ownership of Jason Bourne and share that character with Ludlum. And so once I realized that now Bourne would continue to grow and evolve and change based on the things that were happening in my books, then everything flowed much more readily. So now, you know, it's at a point where really, again, it's a shared character. I'm trying to be authentic to the kind of character Ludlum created in The Bourne Identity, but also this is a Brian Freeman character, and I'm letting that character change based on what's happening in my story.
Do you feel restricted at all because of the character itself of Jason Bourne, because there's certain things he can do or can't do versus what Brian Freeman would actually like him to do?
You know, not really. I think there's a lot of different directions to go with Bourne, and one of the things I've tried to do in The Bourne Shadow is when you're talking about a long-running series, I always try to whether it's my series or whether, you know, in this case it's a Ludlum series, I kind of try to go to ground every few books and really sort of reboot the threads that are driving the character and introduce new characters around him and new story arcs. That's what I did in The Bourne Shadow. In my previous book, the fourth novel, The Bourne Defiance, I really wrapped up a lot of the threads that had emerged in the early books that I wrote. And now, again, I'm kind of giving a whole fresh look to where Bourne is and what's happening around him. And I think that keeps the series fresh for readers, and it also invites new readers in to discover the character for the first time.
Does the fact that there's been different generations of this character in different forms of media, does that help or hinder or really affect the books at all? I mean, do you even think about the movies?
I really don't, to the extent of the storytelling. And you know, I mean, they were fantastic movies, and Matt Damon does such an amazing job as Bourne. But that character in the movies really isn't very similar to the character that Ludlum created. I think in the movies, you see a much more of a loner, much more of a laconic character. I think it's Bourne Ultimatum where you know, Matt Damon hardly seems to have any dialogue through the course of the movies. You know, sort of all action driven, and that's really not the character that Ludlum created. So when I'm thinking about the stories, I'm really thinking more about the Bourne that emerged in Ludlum's original novel. Now, if readers and moviegoers kind of want to picture Matt Damon in that role and sort of follow him as the character going through the story, that's fine too. But really, I'm trying to stick with the character that Ludlum created and build him out in my books.
I'm chatting with Brian Freeman. He is the author of Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Shadow. It's the latest Jason Bourne novel. It is available everywhere. Brian, I guess we haven't really gotten into it. Just give me the little summary of Bourne Shadow. And it's such a fast read that I don't know if you can give away too much.
Sure. Well, you know, before he became, you know, the spy known as Jason Bourne, and before he joined this shadowy organization, Treadstone, Bourne was a man named David Webb. But because of him being shot, he remembers nothing of that original life. So when a woman on the street recognizes him as David Webb, he realizes that he's found a link to his forgotten past. And then as he pursues that, of course, the lies and betrayals and violence of that time all come roaring back to life.
So you grew up in Chicago, native of Chicago, I believe, and ended up somehow at a small liberal arts college in Minnesota. How does one make that journey?
Yeah. Well, you know, my whole family moved from Chicago to California when I was 10 years old. But you can take the boy out of the Midwest, but you can't really take the Midwest out of the boy. So I really wanted to go back to the Midwest, and I found this little college in Minnesota, Carleton, and went there and met my wife there. She was my next door neighbor in college, and we then stayed in Minnesota for just about the next 4 decades. But we finally got to a point where we decided, you know, I think that our bodies are going to prosper a little bit more in a warmer climate. So we made the move to Florida just about a year and a half ago, obviously I'll always miss the Midwest and I'll always feel a real attachment to that part of the world, but I love Florida. It's been a great move for us.
Well, you followed in Garrison Keillor's footsteps of great writers leaving the state.
I
was thinking, as you have different books that your Jonathan Stride novels are set in the Duluth area, and as you write that, is it when you write about an area that you know so well, does that give the local readers something to kind of enjoy, or do readers worldwide enjoy the fact that there's a homey feeling to some of your novels?
You know, I think it's both. I think that for local readers, whether I'm writing about, you know, Minnesota or Florida or places around the world with Bourne, I think that, you know, I like to use real places in the books, and so I think local readers and folks that are familiar with the areas, they sort of get that thrill of recognition. Oh, I know exactly where that is. But, you know, for other readers, it also kind of gives them a window into places that they may never have visited before. I mean, my Duluth-based Stry novels, some of my strongest fan base is actually in Italy. And, you know, you wouldn't really think that the cold and snow of Duluth would appeal to folks in Italy, but they seem to like to live vicariously through the Minnesota winters.
Does Jason Bourne have a following worldwide that's to the, I mean, not Taylor Swift style, but, I mean, is he a real pop culture phenomenon, even though he's a fictional character, around a lot of places? Because this is a big character that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that he was obviously a very popular character in the books, and then I think that when the movies began coming out, it just ratcheted up all over the world, and, you know, here we're talking about a multi-billion-dollar movie franchise, and Matt Damon, obviously, such a popular actor. So yeah, I think that I think that Bourne has a following, you know, everywhere. And all you have to do is go out to social media on Instagram or Twitter and run a Bourne search, and you know, every day people are you know, flooding social media with posts about Bourne.
When you take over a series like this, do you ever run into people who are so loyal to Ludlum that they won't read something written by anybody else?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I mean, you're always going to have some folks that they don't want to mess with the memories, and you know, I totally understand that, and that's fine. I always encourage them to give it a try. It's not going to be the identical experience that it was reading a Ludlum novel, and if I tried to just sort of imitate Ludlum's style, I think it would come across as sort of a caricature rather than feel true to him. So the style is really sort of a mix of Ludlum and Freeman. But I hope that Ludlum fans would read my books and realize that I'm really trying to honor Ludlum with these stories and be very true to what he created. And they're still all new, and they still will provide readers with a brand new experience. But hopefully they'll feel so that I'm doing justice to what Ludlum created and that legacy that he built.
All right, well, he's Brian Freeman. The book is The Bourne Shadow. It's from Robert Ludlum's Jason Bourne series. It's the newest one, available everywhere. Brian, just a fantastically quick read. I mean, it just about 2 hours it took me to get through this book. I just couldn't put it down. But thank you for joining me to talk about it.
Thank you.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com, and subscribe to our iTunes podcasts. Thanks to music historian Molly Jolly and segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.
Born free.